Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Jonah. How may I assist you?
Hi there. I'm just calling to look for an RMA number to process a return.
Can I have a zip code?
07720.
7720. Allow me a brief moment.
Okay.
Your first and last name?
Timothy Walsh.
Would it be under 10 Walsh?
It could be, yes.
Could you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
321 Park Place Ave, Apartment C, Bradley Beach, New Jersey.
Allow me a brief moment while I go over the account.
Okay.
Yes, looking at your account, I do see that you have the smart fitness tracker, two smart fitness trackers.
That's correct. I haven't opened one of them, and I'm not really happy with the one that I did open, so I was going to return the one that I didn't open yet.
Yes, and we do hate to lose you as a customer. I can offer you $10 off of that watch to keep it.
No, it's really not worth it.
Even if I offer you $20 off?
No, it would have to be $50 off.
Allow me a brief moment.
Okay.
Speaking with my supervisor, she said I can't offer you $40 off of that watch, off
No,
of
I
those
think
watches.
I'd rather just have the RMA number.
Yes, allow me a brief moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'm just speaking with my supervisor.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. I'm
Oh, yeah,
sorry for the wait.
that's
I'm
okay.
sorry for the
That's all
whole
right.
time.
Yeah,
Speaking with my
so you
supervisor,
are.
is saying that those watches that you have are no return watches.
So that's not what the terms of the agreement are. It says on your website that there's a return policy within 30 days. So I just want the RMA number. And then the address for the facility that I need to return them to.
Yes, I do understand that. And he just came over and he stated that those watches are can't be returned.
Okay, so could I please just have the RMA number?
I can't issue out an RMA because the watches aren't able to be returned.
So I'm just trying to understand. A moment ago, there was going to be a $40 off, or $10, $20
Yes, he
off.
was saying I can give you that percentage off to keep the watch because it's no way that we can return that watch. We can get that watch back.
So you can give me the $40,
Yes, I can give you $40 off both of those watches.
or the RMA number?
The watches are yours to keep.
Or return. It says your website.
We don't return those watches that you have.
So I emailed someone, and they emailed back about the specific orders. They said, please see the terms of the agreement, which I had agreed to, and it said there that there was a return policy. And that if it was done within 30 days, that I would just need to acquire an RMA number and an address. So I'm just a little bit confused. Maybe I, if it'd be easier to speak with the supervisor, or you could just answer the question of how come there'd be $40 off, or an RMA number.
Yes, sir. I was offering you $40 off the watch. My supervisor just came over and stated that we're not able to issue our RMA number because those aren't returnable watches.
Even though one hasn't been opened, which is what the return policy requires.
Yes, sir.
So is that going to be listed on the return policy somewhere?
One second. Yes, sir. I'm still here. I'm just speaking with my supervisor.
I dearly appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Speaking with my supervisor, I spoke with another supervisor, and she just
Okay.
stated the same thing that with these watches, they don't do returns on them and they don't issue out RMAs.
Okay, so then would it be possible for me to get $60 for the watches then? I mean, because you said 10 and you said 20, so if I could have either the RMA number and the address to return the watch that I haven't opened, or I could get the number that I just mentioned, the $60 for the watches, the both watches. If you could ask your supervisor that, I would deeply appreciate that, because the return policy is stated on the website, which I found because someone from customer service emailed to me. So, in following the logic of the customer service process, I contacted customer service. They responded back with a link that I understood and read through several times, and found a return policy. And if these watches were specifically not part of this return policy, then I would just, I would hope that you'd be able to give me the $60 because
She's saying what I'm
these
saying,
watches.
what I was saying, you would get $80 back in total. If I give you $40
Oh,
off one watch and $40 off the other watch, you would
I
get
misunderstood you.
$80.
I thought you were saying $40 for both watches.
No, sir.
$80. Okay. Yeah, and how would I receive that payment?
It'll be refunded back into your account.
Into my account. So it wouldn't be money. It'd be an account with the company.
No,
So it'd be
sir.
a
It'll
credit.
be refunded back into the account that you use to get these watches.
So it'd be to the credit card.
Yes, sir. Your credit card that you're using, you use.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and then how would we go ahead and do that?
Yes, sir. I wasn't saying that I would give you $40 for both of the watches. I was saying $40 off both of the watches.
I see. So $40 on one, $40 on the other.
Yes, $40 off of one and $40 off the other one.
I apologize. That was my misunderstanding.
That's fine, sir. Allow me a brief moment to get both of these refunded, and I will get you this number, this
All right.
cancellation number.
Okay, thank you very much.
I did get both of those refunds processed back into your account, and you should see those refunds within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, and an email was also sent to you. You should receive that email within 24 hours.
Okay, and would the email have the cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. I really, really, really appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. It was my pleasure speaking with you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.